You've connected with a worldwide network of millions. You're on TalkZone.com.
Together we can do great things.
Internet Talk Radio. Let's return to positive living with Patricia Raskin on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com, and I'm Patricia Raskin. Give us a call at 888-GO-FOR-IT. We are talking about how we can be more conscious in our lives, create a vision, and really make it happen. And we're talking with some very creative people. My guest today is Martha Randolph Carr, who's created a speakers bureau which really speaks to all of this. It's called the New Voice Speakers Bureau, and you can log on to newvoicespeakers.com. It's actually the New Voice Movement Speakers Bureau, because this whole movement is about growing spiritual consciousness. Unlike other bureaus, spirituality is not just a category. Instead, it's really the base from which each speaker begins to really figure out how they can present from a spiritual perspective and a conscious perspective, topics such as growing your business, parenting, aging, how to make the most of your life, whether it's presenting yourself, whatever it is, it's done from this perspective of spirituality, of growth, of possibilities, of helping people to empower themselves and build authentic lives through sharing of a vision. And it's more about and mostly about collaborative working together rather than competition. And so what Martha has done is formed a place for other speakers and larger audiences who are looking to share their new messages of empowerment. And so in 2008, the New Voice Movement began. And she has brought with her today on the show one of her wonderful speakers, Shannon Antonio Lanier, who is co-author of Jefferson's Children, The Story of One American Family. He is a ninth-generation descendant of President Thomas Jefferson and his slave, Sally Hemings. And he certainly has traveled the country spreading the message of a multicultural country and working through family and through societal pain. And Martha Randolph Carr is also a direct descendant of Thomas Jefferson. And she lives near her cousin, who is the cousin, Shannon Lanier. So that's so interesting. All right, Shannon and Martha, let's talk about politics, because politics is one of those areas that you really don't think about collaboration as much as you think about competition. And also, Martha, you have worked in Washington, D.C. You've worked in the White House. So I'd like to hear your work on this and how you two work together.
Okay. The first job I ever had as a teenager ended up working in the White House. The White House actually has a few teenagers younger than the interns who work in the White House. And I was there under Ford and Carter. And it was actually a different era. I grew up in the D.C. area, so I was used to growing up around politics as the industry. And people from the two sides were more likely to listen to each other in those days, even if there was an agreement not to agree. And I also grew up on the Virginia Theological Seminary in Alexandria at a time when they were looking at ordaining women and civil rights. And so the idea of the need to learn to work together was really impressed upon me. And I think that helped form the idea behind this Speakers Bureau as well. I was raised with that idea that everyone has something to contribute. And politics today has suffered greatly from the idea of screaming at each other that you have to be right. That's not what this country was founded on in the first place. The men and women who came together in the first place to form this country did not all agree. They had vastly different views, but they also understood that they were going to have to find those places where they met and compromise, or the country was never going to survive. I think we've come to that exact spot again.
Well, we have, but, you know, even though we talk about working together, I mean, we look now at what's happening with the election, and, you know, even in a polite way, you're hearing just a lot of, I don't want to use the word put downs, but what this person can't do that the other person can do. And what do you think about that, and how can we transform that? I'd like to hear from both of you.
If you listen to the earlier speeches of, say, Abraham Lincoln, you never heard him talk about what his opponent could not do. You never even heard him talk about what he could do. What he always spoke about in his speeches was the visions he held for the country. If you listen to the better speeches of John Kennedy, what he talked about was what he saw that the country could do. And that's when the country rallies behind a candidate. It's because the vision becomes about the collaboration, and we instinctively respond to it. And I'm always amazed that candidates miss that, that if you really look at those leaders who are remembered forever, it's when they started to talk, Franklin Roosevelt's another great example, it's when they start to talk about the vision they hold for the entire country. A president who's elected isn't the president of everyone who voted for him, he or she is the president of everyone in this country, whether they voted or not. And so the vision needs to be about how we can all work together.
And I also think you're not going to be able to get rid of those negative aspects of the campaigns until you change the election process. One, the elections are way too long. We have one of the longest election processes in the world. And then look at all the money that is pumped and pumped and pumped into these campaigns. If they would just spend even half of that money, you know, solving some of the problems in the world, we would be a lot better place. And I think that people focus too much on, you know, the whole process and the campaign. I mean, this, especially the Democrats right now, they're dragging it out forever to try to pick one of their front runners. But, you know, I think that the process is one of the main problems that has just needs to be revamped. And that's not going to happen until, you know, the government steps up and tries to change that process. And, you know, maybe it's up to the people to say, we've had enough of this. We're tired of all the slandering. We're tired of all the lies. We just want fair competition where we hear about what the issues are and that it doesn't take 5 years to start prepping and preparing.
And it sounds like this is really what you're trying to do sort of on a grassroots level with the Speakers Bureau, is to get people to deliver that kind of message that says we don't have to tear each other down. We don't have to look at what somebody's doing wrong that we're doing right. We can look at what are the issues and what is it that we want to hope and bring to the country.
Absolutely. And to also recognize what it is we're doing correctly, that there actually are things that every side is doing correctly. So how can we come and build on that? Instead of having to destroy the opponent, what are the ways that we can take bits and pieces and build something that we can all benefit from? And that means, too, that we teach the next generation to do this. And that is a legacy that we can all be very proud of.
That's one thing that I wonder if any of them even realize. If, you know, people are looking up to them. So when you have a kid running for class president in their school and then they're slandering the other kids, how can you try to discipline them when they say, well, the president of the United States did it? Or, you know.
Yes.
So it gets to be, you know, a little bit hypocritical.
Right. So it's more about the conscious way that we live our lives, too. That's
Absolutely.
Another piece of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go to break. I want to spend a couple of minutes before we do talking a little bit about how people can find the Speakers Bureau. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the individual speakers and what they share. So, Martha, if people want to know more about hearing these types of topics or they may have something they want to share, how would they contact you?
They can go to the website at newvoicespeakers.com. They can give us a call at 804-358-5407. They can also email us at info@newvoicespeakers.com. We would love to hear from people, and we would love to hear from anyone who's looking for a great, dynamic, experienced speaker. We have, including yourself, we have speakers who can talk on pretty much any topic from a very inspirational perspective, and who their organization will thank them for bringing the speaker before them.
And one thing that I thought was great about the Speakers Bureau is if someone is having an event but they don't feel like planning the event and everything, the Speakers Bureau actually has event planners that will help you plan the event. You just say, I want to do an event and have a speaker there that focuses on this theme. They'll get the speaker, they'll plan the event, they'll handle all the details for you, which is great. Not many, I don't think, is there another place that would do all that in one
place?
No,
actually there isn't. That's a very unique aspect of the Speakers Bureau as well, is that we can do what's called turnkey planning, where the Peggy guy who has over 20 years experience will help you to pick the venue, if you need catering, if you need to sell tickets, whatever the issue is, Peggy can help no matter where it is in the country, whether it's for 1,000 or 10,000 people. As long as you are using our speakers, we can also help you plan the part or in the entire event.
One-stop shop inspiration.
Exactly.
That's terrific. All right. And so, again, they go to newvoicespeakers.com.
Exactly. And they can get a nice rundown of each speaker and what they are talking about, and they can see what they look like and see some great things other people have said about them, and they can learn more about how to contact us.
All right. And after the break, we're going to talk more about those speakers and some of the topics. And I just want to say that this is a very important Speakers Bureau. My guests today are Martha Randolph Carr, who is the founder of the New Voice Movement Speakers Bureau, which was really founded and dedicated to growing spiritual consciousness. And the speakers are here to help empower people to build authentic lives through sharing of a vision and to really talk about collaboration rather than competition. And with her on the program is Shannon Lanier, who is one of the speakers on the Bureau, and he's co-author of Jefferson Children, The Story of One American Family as a Ninth-Generation Descendant of President Thomas Jefferson and his slave Sally Hemings. And what's so coincidental and amazing is that Martha Randolph Carr is also a descendant of Thomas Jefferson. And so they are cousins, and that's a very interesting story, and they certainly present that through the seminars as well. And so, again, we talk about building family no matter what color, race, gender we are. We are talking about building community and family globally here. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. Give us a call at 888-GO-FOR-IT after the break. We'd love to hear from you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.